You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 188. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. It's Creative Thursday, and we're not going to return back to business, art, podcasting as usual. Nothing is or will be for me ever the same again. Does this mean that I have become an entirely different human? No, but I am not the same human I was 2 weeks ago, and that's a good thing. So obviously, my focus here is on creativity, life, business, all related to creativity, and always with an intent, as I say in my opening, to inspire and empower you wherever you are on the journey. And this is, well, the events of the past 2 weeks have become a really important part of where I intend to go with my voice as an artist, as a small business owner, as a podcaster, as a human being on this planet. And the first thing I want to say is that I will never, I typically don't talk politics, right? But I confused human rights with politics. And I will never make that mistake again. And I will absolutely never apologize or be shy on speaking up on those matters ever again. So if that's something that's not going to work for you, I just want to let you know that that's a very big shift that's happened for me. I'm not sitting on the sidelines anymore, and I'm not going to be afraid of how what I say may be misperceived. Of course, I will do my best so that doesn't happen, but as I will share with you today, there's only so much I can do other than be thoughtful about what I'm sharing, continue to be thoughtful and do so with as much grace as possible, and honesty, transparency, and heart, and, you know, arrive with the best intention. But as we've seen over this past 10 days, even that isn't always enough. And I get it. I totally get it. Marisa, who just recorded this episode, is jumping in to add one more point that I feel is very important to share at the top of this episode, just so you know I'm aware, and it fits with me sharing a number of lessons. So this would be number 11 that I've learned over this time. And one of them is, I get it when people say, hey, white people or people in general, let's not make this all about you. And I just have to say, I get it. Again, I understand and I hear that. And that's not what I'm trying to do with this episode. But it is about me and my perspective and how I am navigating through this time and want to do better, how I am beginning to incorporate the changes and the shifts that have happened for me over the past 2 weeks. So I really don't want to make this all about me. I hope it doesn't come across that way. I'm becoming very aware of when I do that. Which, by the way, a lot of times I've thought of this before. It's so much this knee-jerk reaction of, oh, I understand, and here's how I relate, that a lot of times we're just not listening. We instantly, I do this a lot. I instantly want someone to feel like I'm with them in solidarity. And so I take what they've offered to me that's maybe been difficult to share, and I instantly go, oh, here's how I connect with you on that because this experience happened for me. And I really don't want to do that. I really want to be a better listener, which I'll talk about in just a moment. past Marisa. We'll talk about that in just a moment in this episode. But I have to just acknowledge it because it would be very easy, I think, to go, what is Marisa just making this about her? And on the other side, this is my podcast. These are my thoughts. You're tuning in to, I assume, to listen and learn and have a point of view expressed. But I am genuinely sharing this. I trust you know that. But I am genuinely sharing this because I thought, here's what I've learned. Maybe you can relate. Maybe there's something in here that can bring some insight or something else new that you want to learn. It's really just to keep the dialogue going. So I think I hope I made myself clear, but I totally get you when you say that. This is not a white person trying to make it about her. She is trying to make a change and make a difference. Okay, on with the rest of the episode. What I want to share with you, so we will ease back into, I can't say our usual programming because like I said, it will be different because I am different. And it will always have the underpinnings of the changes that I am just now beginning to make. So you may or may not notice it. It's not drastic. It's subtle. And sometimes it will be louder than it's been in the past. And I will voice more with you than I have in the past. But a lot of this is going to be gentle, at my own pace. And as I learn more, I will, as I always do, and one of the main reasons I have this podcast, share with you what I think may be helpful for you or that I hope can bring some insight and certainly some inspiration to your day. So I thought with this episode, before I ease back into the topics I typically share on this podcast, I want to address one thing at the top, and then I want to share about 10, you know me, there may be more as I voice these out loud to you, 10 very important lessons I've learned over the past couple of weeks in particular. And what I want to share with you right at the top is, my goodness, how have I had such a blind spot that I have not had any Black guests on this podcast? I am embarrassed to acknowledge that. And it is not intentional. It was not an intentional choice at all. At all. I really had to take a look at my circle and my bubble. And I'm going to specify online because my personal circle looks different than my online circle. And that's something that I also have to explore more. Why is that? One of the silver linings in this week of choosing to remain silent on many of my platforms and highlight the voices of artists and thought leaders, of Black artists and thought leaders in my Instagram stories, was that I saw an entirely new group of artists. And in fairness, I do also not look at a ton of artists because sometimes I get mixed on that choice of how much art do you consume without worrying that it's going to influence you and your own art, to which I have just decided to say, oh, fuck that shit. Really? Like, I can handle it. I have developed my voice enough that I do not want to worry about consuming the art of others, and especially of communities that I didn't even realize I was not intentionally or unintentionally not being exposed to simply because of my Instagram feed and my online circle and my online community. So I'm probably not expressing this as eloquently as I'd like because it's a new awareness for me. And like I said, I'm not going to shame myself. That's not really how I like to handle things. But I am embarrassed and I am sorry that I have not represented the Black community here on my podcast. To which I also say, I have not had that many guests on by choice over the last year, especially because, and I've shared this with you before, it's a lot of work to put up a podcast every week. I've wanted to stay consistent with you, and I have. Yes, I totally have. Let me close my email inbox. And having a guest on creates an additional layer of work. And that's not an excuse. It's just a simple fact. You know, I talk about this a lot as a business owner. I have to pick and choose right now as I've been pulling myself out of a hole I accidentally dug. I also unintentionally dug myself into in my business that I have to be very selective about where I put my energy. And it's super important that I show up here. And if the best I can do at any given moment is to share directly with you, then that is better than not being able to share with you at all. Also, my original intent was to have guest after guest after guest, and I realized that you do enjoy the moments when I speak to you directly, so that is also an intentional programming choice. I've also noticed as a listener of podcasters who are my mentors, I really love when they mix it up and I love hearing from them directly. That's honestly why I tune into their podcast. So I made that choice and I completely overlooked this part of the community. I am working on having some guests join me from the Black community, and I am also taking a moment not to bombard my Black friends with requests to suddenly come and speak. And it's not necessarily, unless we want to have this conversation, it's not necessarily to talk about anti-racism, although I am absolutely open to that, of course, having those conversations, not just now, but continuing on, but also to talk about art and creativity and life, everything that I, and business, everything that I love to talk about with people here, with my guests here on the podcast. So that's an awkward acknowledgement of the elephant in the room on my own podcast. Oh my goodness. And you know, I thought about it, and it's true, right? A lot of times the conferences I've attended, and this is not pointing blame at anybody, they've been dominantly white. Yeah. Lots of creative conferences, business, marketing. Yeah. I know a lot of people have woken up to this very large blind spot. And so I'm going to leave it there on that point because this is the beginning. What I want to open with as well is to say, no, my Black Square in Solidarity on Instagram last week is not one and done. Not for me. And change doesn't happen overnight. So I'm going to give myself grace as I am every one of you listening. Black, white, everyone, all colors, every listener. Because some of what I've learned this week is to take a moment, rather than speak from a place that may not really have the best intention for your listeners, for your audience, for the public. Not to be confused with using that waiting time as an opportunity to be silent. So as is often the case, it's a very fine line, only you will know. This is uncomfortable for me to acknowledge on my podcast, but not too uncomfortable And important for me to say now, not in 2 weeks. I don't want my podcast listener to think about this and go, yeah, why? Wait, has Marisa ever had a Black person on her podcast? No. No, my goodness. I am sorry about that. It is going to change. So I also encourage you to please share recommendations of people you would like me to invite on the podcast, and especially from the Black community, Black artists, designers, creatives in all disciplines. Please share with me, because I am really enjoying expanding my circle. I am thankful for that wake-up call and being very intentional. To also say, I am always intentional about my choices of who I tune into, and will also be intentional about who I want to invite on the podcast. But I know some of the people I have been speaking to, you will really enjoy hearing from. So that said, let's dive into what other things I have learned and become aware of, in no particular order. I'll just speak them as they came out on a paper. I did take notes on this. So first and foremost, I just want to love more. I do. I'm not going to say it's always feeling easy. I have felt really defensive, angry, disheartened, heartbroken, super pissed off, angry, resentful, just feeling like, ugh, just bad. And I have felt loving, hopeful, optimistic, so inspired, completely moved, just the whole range, right? The whole range. Out of that, I want to love more. I want to be less quick to judge. I want to stay open and really listen. These are intentions I've had before this moment in history. I've already been working towards this direction. I've already been aware of my blind spots in these areas, and now they just became louder. And so a lot of what I'm sharing with you on learning is that it's the emphasis has become that much more profound. Like, really listening. Do you know how to really listen? And I mean, not just to a podcast, not just to a podcast right now, but to a human face to face who does not disagree with you or may have a beef with you. Yeah. That's one thing about being in a couple. It's really helped me to do this. And I've also recognized that I think I've talked about this before. We need a lesson on how to have healthy conflict. Healthy conflict. I know it's not easy when temperatures start running high, hot. I know. That's another part of the work. So number one was love more. I am going out of sequence now because on the heels of that, I wanted to say to stop being so quick to judge. Number two. Number three, to truly listen. And then here's the other piece of that, without being defensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though messages that I tuned into, I spent probably a little too much time watching things on social media, but I felt it was important listening to podcasts, listening to conversations, watching YouTube conversations. I took it all in, watching mainstream media, having real conversations with friends and Sean and family, and yeah, which is just the beginning because I'm not getting to see that many people right now, but the phone conversations I've had, super enlightening. I'm so thankful for them. Some of them went on for hours. But I have definitely been quick to be defensive, even if someone is not bringing something directly to me, which is something I have to practice for a time that someone may want to bring something to me. And I want to be able to listen. So number four, as I've talked about, I guess, open the podcast with, I've had some serious blind spots. And you, if you're knowing me for the first time, hello, welcome, nice to meet you. If you've known me a long time, then you probably know. No way is that intentional. No way are those blind spots intentional. And I might as well just say, you know, I've never thought of myself as a racist. Never. And I've had to look at those blind spots that have been brought to my attention and realize, oh, yeah, actually, I have bought into societal norms. Norms. I can't even believe it now. 2 weeks later, how, like I said, naive I was. Yeah. So nothing's been intentional, but I've been part of the system, not realizing it, not being awake to it. And in fairness to me, sometimes realizing or thinking, not realizing, I'm realizing now I can do something about it. I always thought I kind of couldn't. What am I, a white woman over here running my art business, what am I going to be able to do to create social change outside of my bubble, I guess, right? It's a bubble. That's what I've realized. I've always felt like my energy is best focused on bringing joy and having a ripple effect in that way. And that still holds true. It does. I do want to share something with you I heard on a podcast that suggested, you know, you cannot underestimate just the fact that you're having new thought around this. And I'm going to assume positive new thought, agents of change, new thought, optimistic and for a new world kinds of thought, equality, justice, peace, loving thoughts, that this also makes a difference. I shared this in my email. I'd like to add a link in the show notes as well. There is a woman I came across named Deepa Iyer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Deepa Iyer. Her graphic was spread on social media, and it's called Mapping Our Roles in a Social Change Ecosystem. So I highly recommend visiting the article. It will be in the blog post connected to this episode. I almost forgot. Again, I have the blog and this episode will be in there. So you'll see it if you're catching this episode on my blog. And I'll just share with you the social ecosystem, and then if it speaks to you, you can follow up by reading the descriptions of each of these areas. So I'm going to take a quick tangent, and within the center, so this is a circle in the center that connects out to all of these different areas. And in the center, it says equity, inclusion, liberation, justice, solidarity, resiliency, interdependency. And it connects out to, in no particular order, because this is all in, or no priority or order again, this is all in a bigger circle, in the shape of a circle. Okay, weavers, there are weavers, experimenters, frontline responders, visionaries, builders, caregivers, disruptors, healers, storytellers, and guides. Of course, we cross over in different areas, but I found this to be really helpful in recognizing that, yes, my voice can make a difference, and it can make a difference in the way that I feel I have the most, the strength, like where my strengths lie. I can utilize my voice more in those areas, and I can make a difference in social change. And that, I really was surprised by that awareness, because it should seem obvious to me. I definitely will speak up, but I do speak up related to what my areas of expertise are. That's also understandable, right? And that's why I trip over my words in these podcasts and am very cautiously sharing, because this is not, anti-racism is not my expertise. Standing up for social change within my public platforms, I absolutely do it personally, but I'm not used to doing it here. And that's what I'm sharing with you. That's one of the most profound changes I see coming out of this. As I become more well-versed, as I gain more knowledge. So you can already tell I'm speaking to you this week, having taken in a lot of hard truths that are vital for me to understand. I have been listening. I really have been listening and learning, and it's just the beginning. It's the beginning. So going on from number four was, I had some serious blind spots. Number five. Well, I related to that. I unintentionally kept myself in a bubble. I did. I didn't make an effort. Again, unintentionally, some of that is just energy. And this is a conversation for another day, because this is not about me trying to make excuses. I'm just, for really, in hindsight, things that I now find to be inexcusable. I will just say that I've been in my own mode of survival. I have. And not relating it to this at all. At all. So please do not misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm saying when you're in that mode, you can tend to be very selfish, like really focused on yourself. And that's been a byproduct of waking up in this way, is also realizing, do I have to be? That's a belief I have, that I don't have as much to give. When I'm focused, when I feel like I'm being focused on myself. And I'm also not going to say that I've just been a horribly selfish person. I'm not going to say that either. I'm just saying I can do better, right? I know that's the conversation, that's the theme. We can do better. We can always do better. But this has been I've been calling it a seismic shift. It has been for me personally, and from what I can tell as an observer, it's happening everywhere. And if you think it's not, you need to do some listening. You need to have the uncomfortable conversations. You need to get comfortable getting uncomfortable. And normally I don't say you need to. I suggest you do. Otherwise, you will remain in a bubble that, as far as I'm concerned, does not exist anymore. And thank goodness it doesn't. You can try to hold it up. It's not going to last. You'll have to hang out with people in that bubble who want to agree on the bubble. I have been saying the word bubble a lot. Okay, let's move forward. So the other side, well, where was I? Number five is unintentionally keeping myself in a bubble. Number six is, don't be too quick to action, even if the world is pressuring you. So some of what I'm sharing here that I've learned is also from observation, not from experience. It's just, I've watched mentors, people I really respect and admire, be called out and just really attacked. I've watched mentors, people who've inspired me and I respect, address that face on. It's really, really moving. I have seen a lot go down the past couple of weeks, and mostly I'm specifically speaking to social media, honestly, and Instagram in particular. I don't go down a lot of rabbit holes on Facebook, but I do spend time on Instagram, and that's been very eye-opening as well, how we are choosing to evolve in an area that honestly, we all don't have experience with this kind of a seismic shift on the heels of a pandemic. Nobody's had this before. We were talking about unprecedented times. I really don't care if people are tired of that word. It's so funny how we just, uncertain times. Well, there's extraordinary times. Oh, it went up a notch. And this is truly unprecedented. So we don't know, we don't have experience with it. And I genuinely believe in my heart of hearts, when I'm not feeling reactionary and defensive or angry, that I really honor what everyone's feeling. I can absolutely be in that place and mean it. And I can say, taking action from the wrong place, and this is something where I was saying I did end up taking action faster than I thought I would. What I shared with you in last week's podcast, at least for my bubble I communicate with, was received well and fine. And I thank you for letting me know that it gave you some courage to speak up as well. That was also a realization that, oh, gosh, yeah, if I take a stand, even if one other person takes a stand, it makes a difference. I've always seen the ripple effect clearly with creativity and inspiration and business guidance. I see it. And wanting to spread more love, which, yeah, if you're gonna argue with me about spiritual bypassing, I'm learning about that as well. I don't consider myself a spiritual bypasser. I've been very uncomfortable, but I get it, which I haven't looked up the definition, so forgive me if I'm getting it wrong, but it's basically loving and lighting your way through everything instead of really dealing with the discomfort. And I get that. I can hear that. But me choosing to share love and send love, it's just a message that I've shared for a really long time. It's not performative. Another word that I've chosen to look up, I recommend, by the way, use that dictionary, because we're tossing a lot of words out there and themes, and make sure you're using it the right, or as it is intended, so that it's clear. But it's not lip service. I'm not trying to spiritual bypass, but I'm going to learn about all of this more. As I keep saying, I'm going to keep learning. It doesn't end when I press stop on this podcast. So where was I? Oh yeah. Number six, don't be too quick to action, and feel like you can pause. So I did speak up faster than I thought I would. I didn't want it to feel like I was jumping on a bandwagon, because a lot of times on social media, that's what it feels like. I always do a check. Is this coming from me or because I feel social pressure to do so? If it's coming from me, you know it, because I share it with you. I do know, though, on the other side, the flip side of that, that time is of the essence, and if you're waiting till now, speak up. In my humble opinion, say something. Maybe just even say that you're giving it time to think about it. But I do get also for the first time, actually this is probably number 11, I see how being silent, that was the big shocker to me, one of them, one of many. I see how being silent can be misinterpreted. And now, especially, even if you bumble your way through, even if, like I said, you are choosing to take time, just say that. We really are, as a society, so, it's like being uncomfortable with death, miscarriage, just loss. A lot of times, illness. People don't know what to say, so they say nothing. And having been on the other side of that in other ways, it's cold. I know it's not meant that way, but it is cold. It just takes 2 seconds. A lot of times I'm just leaving a heart emoji because to me that says everything I can not so articulately say right now. Many times. That's it. I just want someone to know I'm sending them love. So let's go into this one. This is the one that angered me. And I had to look at my own personal experiences around this. I don't take it well when someone lets their anger out on me. Who does, right? It's also something I try very conscientiously not to do. And I totally mess up. And I do. And usually the person receiving it is Sean, because we're together a lot right now. But I will say that I typically catch it as soon as it's happening, and I apologize. Because I'm too far along in my life to be sloppy with that, in my opinion. And because I take such care with that personally, well, let's be honest, I've also had my moments of road rage. Oh my goodness. I've got work to do, people. I've got work to do. But I try. I'm wanting to be aware of this, and I do better, way better than I used to. And so I am very triggered by that. I know that that word, people might cringe now, we're using it a lot, but there's no better way to express it unless, on a side note, I saw Hannah Gatsby's new comedy special on Netflix. I can't think of the title of it, except all I remember is Pufferfish. She relates to, I don't want a spoiler alert, but it's so good. I know I'm going to want to use it, being triggered as a pufferfish. You know those fish, when you come near them, they pop into a balloon. They blow up like a balloon. I think they also have spikes on them. I haven't looked at them recently. And they basically are like, just leave me alone. I'm just really a very large fish right now. Don't mess with me. And that is a lot of times what all of this feels like, is that a lot of people are just blowing up. Again, understandably so. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying I've never seen so much of it publicly or sought it out, quite honestly. But I've sought it out to listen. Because what I don't want to say here is, you can't speak out in anger. I think sometimes that's what's necessary. I mean, look what's happened. Are we making change? Are we making progress? I believe we are, and it's not comfortable. There's been a lot of anger. But what I was mentioning to my coaching group last week is rage instead of anger leaves a residue. So I have learned for myself. I'm not going to make a suggestion here because there's so much of this that I don't understand, will never understand, have and nor will in this lifetime be in someone else's shoes. So I'm going to address this with great care and respect. But what I have learned is that I will never come to you in rage. If I ever were to call out a person or start speaking to an industry, which on a side note, I'm feeling Like, this has been an invitation for me to start speaking up more about my industry, about our creative industry. I'm not coming to you from a state of rage. No. Mm-mm. No, I've listened to some of those conversations, and I've felt reactive to them. I've felt understanding. I've tried to be, you know, open. And a week later, I still don't feel good about those. Do you know what I mean? The difference of how someone delivers information to you, that is everything. That is everything. And if we are truly to use our platforms, then we have a responsibility with the platform. We have a responsibility. Do you remember? You've been listening to me from the beginning. I really went into that at the beginning because I think watching how the climate has changed since I first podcasted, again, when nobody knew what it was, 2006, the online climate, let's just say that, has changed a lot of humanity. Can we agree? Good, and sometimes not so good. And I felt hesitant to come back to the space. I just didn't realize also how afraid I've felt of this, or how I might be very much trying to seek approval still, to be fully transparent. And I gave it a lot of thought, and I feel like I remember quoting Oprah on this. I mean, you really do have a responsibility because there are people seeing things that you may never have a conversation with. You're having an impact, and while I know you can't craft a message for everyone, and there's another point I'll make to this in another lesson I learned, I just believe being as thoughtful as possible. You may absolutely be angry and express that anger or disappointment. You may also call someone out publicly, but let's say, are we on, number 8? I would suggest, or again, let me phrase it for me. I'm not calling someone out publicly that I cannot have that conversation with them to their face on a video and post that publicly. If I can't have that conversation and I'm just shouting into a void, I don't think I'm saying something from the right place. Because I would have a very different conversation to someone directly than from the place that I feel triggered and upset. It would look different. And I know this because I experience it in my relationship. We keep it very real in this household, and it's not always comfortable. I think there are families out there that do a really good job of keeping it all under wraps and under the rug, and we're not that family. And by family, I mean Sean and I, and Pepita, and the cats. Our own families, they may have a different perspective of that, but, you know, generations are different. We have chosen within our household to address things rather than let them pile up or suddenly wake up one day full of resentment of the other person. I'm going on a tangent about couples, but a lot of what I've been experiencing reminds me of that kind of intensity that happens in an intimate relationship, meaning you're with someone all the time in your primary partner, your families. And there's a reason that we work out conversations before we pick up the phone, before we go on live video, before we have a conversation with someone in our own household. There's a reason that that's good advice. So I will say for me, I am going to say I suggest that for people. And I also say that I absolutely suggest it for me. I have gotten much better over the years to not reply or respond to anything that is upsetting to me right away. Just won't do it. I won't do it. It's hard. It's really hard. But I've gotten better at that practice because inevitably it looks different once I've calmed down. It looks different. The words look different. The voice sounds different. Everything looks different. Except, just to circle back, to the instances where sometimes I give something time and it looks worse. It usually looks better. Sometimes it looks worse. But even if it does, I know I've done my work. I've handled my side of the street of addressing it in a way that I can have respect for tomorrow and the day after. And because I will continually grow, as we all do, I know I also get to say, ooh, I could have handled that better. We're seeing a lot of that right now too, with some pretty big issues. When you know better, you do better. And so again, a lot of people are coming to the awareness of where they could have done better. So just, is it number 8? Be aware if you're going to call someone out publicly, imagine, do a check and see if you are ready to say that to them directly. I watched a conversation with someone who was called out publicly, address the person who called them out. It was powerful. Live, in real time, not pre-recorded, not audio, video. It was powerful. It was a learning experience for everybody who saw that. It's really good. Because I believe that we want to be able to address someone who is being thoughtful, not trolls, not rage. Someone who is thoughtful about the conversation. It's good if we can have those conversations, and I know that we are. I know, even though it's been uncomfortable, a lot of people are showing up in ways that I am so inspired by. A lot of leaders leading in inspiring ways. And some who are also revealing a different side of themselves. But that's not what this is about. Number 9 is don't stay silent at the risk of offending someone. It's really not worth it because, and number 10 is, let's be honest, what I just said about replying right away to something that triggers you or pufferfishes you, depending on your mood, quite frankly, your blood sugar. Have you eaten enough today? That's an important one. Hangry is a real thing. Depending on your mood, your blood sugar, more importantly, your personal life experiences, the lens you are wearing, the set of glasses you are wearing that day. What is the lens you're looking at in the world? Is it loving? Is it frustrated? Is it overwhelmed? Is it neutral? What is it? Do a check. You will receive and interpret the same message in a different way. It's pretty profound when you start to recognize this about yourself, which means that people with all their best intentions can explain something with as much clarity as they can muster, as much thoughtful words. They can be as articulate and eloquent as possible. And depending upon the state of mind of the person receiving it, it can be misinterpreted. So how would it ever work that you would say something that would be all right with everyone? It's not going to happen. It's not how we're built. And I think that is also what we're seeing, is that that's okay. we've got to be standing in a place of all of this being okay within, for me personally, the exceptions that I'm stating. Thoughtful, real, uncomfortable, fine conversation is absolutely what creates change. And doing the best you can from your side of the street, being proud of and standing behind what you said, being willing to explain if you would like to, if something is misconstrued, or making a change if there's a whole bunch of people who are misunderstanding. That's absolutely, of course, worth looking at and trying to see where you miscommunicated, and making changes to make sure your message is clear. But it would be really sad if we have all of this upheaval and encouragement to speak, and then we are so harsh to judge, so quick to criticize, so quick to point fingers that we shut everybody down. That would be sad. I think that through this opportunity, we also have a secondary opportunity, and that is to learn how to communicate better and to do so from a thoughtful place. Especially, I'm going to bring it around to business owners. Yeah, we have a responsibility, fellow business owners, entrepreneurs. One of my mentors was stating again, you don't make a business decision from an emotional place. And I echo that in my own life. I also do not make personal decisions from an emotional place. You know how many times I've wanted to quote unquote quit? Do you know that there is no truth to that? But sometimes I just have to say it. I have to allow myself to go there. What if I did? What if I disappeared into a quiet place with lots of trees? I don't know why. And the last couple weeks, this felt really good to do. No, that's from an emotional place. It's just giving it time. Maybe you'll realize that that emotion is something you want to listen to, and there is a deeper meaning there. But you don't know that without giving it time. So in closing, lessons I've learned, having an open dialogue, probably mess things up, okay with that, doing the best I can, doing my best to also respectfully support that in others, even when I disagree, or even when they're coming at me with some rage, or coming at the population, again, thankfully, I haven't had anybody yelling at me. But I'm also going to take care of my side of the street on all these levels. And I'm going to be a better listener when someone has taken a beat and shared something with me in a kind way, in a thoughtful way. I can hear you. Wow, I can hear you so much better. I really, really appreciate my Black friends and community who have approached this with so much heart and kindness and just, wow, gentleness. And I know I'm not even going to address, you know, how long this has been going on for them. So to show up in a time of crisis on the heels of just living this way, wow, that speaks volumes for someone. To show up graciously in a time of crisis, when you have also been the victim of the crisis, that's massive. Pay attention to those leaders. Pay attention. So in closing, I hope I haven't done this kind of podcast before. Like I said, we haven't lived in this kind of time before. I am growing into someone, just beginning to begin exercising more of my voice. And this is a podcast. It is my voice and this platform in support of human rights, equality, justice, peace, love, creativity for all. I am here. I will continue to be here. As I shared before, sometimes I will address it publicly. Sometimes it's just going to be quiet and gentle and subtle in the background. And there aren't a whole slew of changes I'm making tomorrow. I am doing the initial changes I feel comfortable to do. I am taking time to continue to learn, research, and tune into leaders I respect and can learn from and can hear in their delivery. I recommend you do the same. It's so important. I talk about this a lot. There's a lot of voices, right? They've all gotten a lot louder. And the space, I always say, is much louder than when I entered it. I've accepted it now, but there's become a whole new skill set of how do you make sure that you're tuning into the voices that will serve you, that you really resonate with. And so don't feel like, I know this might be obvious, but there was a moment where I was jumping on board with every recommendation, and then I've already started to say, okay, this approach speaks to me better. I can hear this. This approach doesn't. I'm going to step away from this, even if they are a really recognized leader in the space. It doesn't matter to me. It's just, do I feel that your intentions and values align with mine? And that's not being selfish. That's having your own boundaries in this lifetime. And I encourage the same for you. And it's why I will repeat and always do on the podcast. I thank you for listening. It is an honor to be invited into your world, to be trusted. And it is not one that I take lightly. And because I have so much care for that, to circle all the way back, I've been too silent. I've been too careful. And that's not meaning I'm to be sloppy and start soapboxing on every podcast. No. I have a plan. Sort of. I'm figuring it out as I go. And I will keep you posted when there's something I feel could be helpful for you. If you have a question for me, you want to ask me, you can DM me on Instagram. You can share with me resources. I absolutely, of course, I invite you, welcome you to share resources with me, something that might relate to what I'm saying here or help give me insight. You've been sending me videos. I appreciate that from people I trust. It's helping me see things again I wouldn't have seen because of the bubble that even now I'm in another bubble, but I keep expanding it. What else do I want to share with you today? So I'll just keep doing the work, okay? I'll keep doing the work. And I will weave back into, I don't want to say regularly scheduled programming, but more of our usual topics. When this comes up, or, you know, when I feel like I want to speak to this again, I will, because I want you to know it's not just in silence anymore. As I take a very long pause. So thank you very much for listening and tuning into this entire episode. I've got something fun planned for next week, and stay tuned. It's going to be for artists. I'm very excited about it. So stay tuned for next week. And I will also be returning to fertility. I have an odd feeling, because I have a lot of experience with that, that will start to feel easier than talking about topics that I don't have experience with that are extremely, extremely delicate. Not that fertility isn't, but hey, I'm getting stronger at speaking out on the podcast, and I thank you for your kind notes and your support. I really do. It means a lot. It means a lot. And I also give a shout out to all of you who are stepping out, bravely stepping out of your comfort zone right now to show your support, to keep making art, to keep showing up. really, I have a lot of respect for that. And I know I'm not alone in this moment. I'm not alone. The cool thing about my bubble, my existing bubble, is a lot of my bubble, they're on board and they are doing their best. And it's very inspiring, very inspiring. I'm so happy to be following more artists again, because I shared this and I will pick back up, as I told you, on the duty of an artist. Gosh, I love my artists more than ever. I am so thankful to be a part of this community and to call myself an artist. Really, I'm so proud of that. I really want to do more with it. I've got to tell you that I've got entirely new painting ideas coming that are very different from what I've done in the past. So this is not just my voice on the podcast. This is my voice as an artist, which is my favorite, well, my second or first favorite place to share my thoughts, have them represented visually with almost no words. I love making art. So as always, I wish you a beautiful creative week. I'm thinking of you. And until next time, friends, thank you for listening. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Thank you again for being a part of the Creative Thursday family and supporting the work that I'm doing, and for letting me know that it's making a difference for you. I appreciate it so very much. Until next time, take good care.